Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. We're live. It is July 6, 2008. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as I'm here every Sunday with this Sunday edition. We syndicate across the land on the AM and FM dial, satellite, the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and Global Shortwave. We have redesigned PrisonPlanet.com, but for those that like the old design of the site, we're updating that daily as well at classic.prisonplanet.com. You can go to PrisonPlanet.com itself and click on the banner that says Classic Prison Planet and check out that site as well. My new film, Truth Rising, was released on July 4th, and we are getting emails pouring in, people saying it is our best work. More on that coming up later. Here's what I want to do. I have got five big stacks of important news. I'm going to mention some of that now and cover it throughout the next 2 hours, but I want to take a lot of calls today, and that means have your question, your comment ready. If you have a question for me about the private Federal Reserve or about why gas prices are up, or you disagree with something I've said, or you want to add something to a point I'm making, or you want to mention something that you saw in your local news that you think is important, or international news, it is just total free-for-all today. Toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. Unlike fake-controlled neocon, fake conservative shows that really aren't conservative, or the establishment liberal programs, we don't screen your calls. We want to know your name, where you're calling from, and if you volunteer that you disagree, you go to the head of the line. In fact, that even trumps people that volunteer that they're first-time callers, and I try to go to them first as well. So 877-590-5525. Or if you happen to be listening in Central Texas to the station that we syndicate out of and a lot of people listen to us on, News Radio 590 KLBJ, it is 836-0590. Okay, here are the stacks of news I have. Let me just read you some of these headlines. High gas prices threaten to shut down rural towns, USA Today. And I have a lot of family that lives in the country, in East Texas, and I knew a year ago that it was really hurting a lot of the local businesses and people that have to commute. A lot of people aren't going on vacations now, you know, working class folks, because of the gas prices, and that was a year ago. It is crippling our society because, like it or not, we're a sprawling society. We are distributed across the land more than, say, Europe, where they have these highly compact urban centers. Now, we are a new world country, and so it's more spread out, built around the automobile. And I'm going to tell you, the gas prices are hurting every business out there, not just people selling gas, because it's costing everyone in the economy, and they have less discretionary income. So we'll talk about that. Really big news, I interviewed Congressman Ron Paul Thursday, and it ended up getting picked up by some newspapers and other publications. I had no idea. I got back this afternoon, was checking the web and saw that his interview got some headlines with me Thursday, and it should have. Ron Paul, I hear members of Congress saying, if we could only nuke Iran, Congressman warns of imminent confrontation. So I want to go over that secondarily today and stress how serious that is. Also, stories like this one. London cops use knife crime as an excuse to conduct random searches that violate due process that the British also have under Magna Carta, similar to our Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Bill of Rights and Constitution. Now, you can type in, Britain proposes registering knives, and they've been proposing registering knives as if that's going to cut back on crime. You can't stop criminals. It only restricts good citizens. Speaking of violations of the Fourth Amendment, Texas lawyer takes on bloodthirsty cops from PrisonPlanet.com. The feds have federal grants out, and some areas they take blood without warrants, and others it's a kangaroo I interviewed the head of the Texas Bar Association a few weeks ago about this. Clearly, these are kangaroo warrants. They're just blank check warrants, and they've been losing in court on this, but they don't care. But the problem is that police are sticking hemophiliacs. They start bleeding everywhere because they have thin blood. They're also trying to get take blood from diabetics and then aren't able to get it. It's just a major threshold they're passing. Why do the feds want this? It's not about stopping drunk drivers, folks. Prescription drugs kill 300,000 people, or more than 10 times what drunk drivers kill every year. Why aren't they talking about shutting that down? Also, you can't make this type of stuff up. News Channel 10, CBS, out of Amarillo, Texas. And I'm just going to play a few seconds of this. I'm not going to play the whole newscast. We've got links to their site up on prisonplanet.com if you want to watch it. But when I read headlines like this, I think some of you may not believe me. It's so incredible. So let's go ahead and just play 10 seconds of the FBI could investigate you without a warrant, without probable cause, without even thinking you've done anything wrong. Go ahead and play that. Oh, they put new password systems on the computers that relaunch every 10 seconds. Oh, we can't play it. We got to start putting those on disk. We can't do this anymore because it's just these computers. Okay, here it is. Go ahead and roll it for people out there that are...
FBI agents could soon be allowed to investigate Americans without any evidence of wrongdoing, according to the Justice Department. News Channel 10's Kristen Gilfoos joins us live in the studio with what FBI agents would be looking for. Kristen.
Walt, Justice Department officials say FBI agents would rely on a terrorist profile that could single out Muslims, Arabs, or any other racial groups.
Okay, that's
Rainbow
enough.
County District.
You can watch the rest of it. Now, that's out of Amarillo, Texas. Now, you hear that and you think, thank God, we need to profile people because they search old ladies, they search and harass old men with oxygen tanks, going to World War II memorial events. I saw them harassing old Pearl Harbor vets about 4 years ago in the San Francisco airport when I was flying out. I saw them getting on planes to Hawaii, and they were really going over people that were on walkers that looked like they were on the edge of death. And people say it's just mindless. They treat us all like terrorists. Well, you've been trained now to live under that, and it's been used as a pretext. But when you actually look at the profiling, federal marshals last year, in fact, some senior ones with their union, it was in the Denver Post first, broke it, are ordered to put millions of Americans in these databases a year for ordering a vegetarian on an airplane or taking a photograph out the window of the plane, which I thought everybody does. Small children are put in terrorist databases for life, and now it's swollen to several million people in the terrorist database. You have all the major banks uploading your financial information, guilty until proven innocent. All of that violates the Fourth Amendment and has nothing to do with, quote, keeping you safe from terrorism. They're using terrorism as a pretext to take our liberties and freedoms. Also, we have another little clip we'll play later where Homeland Security is proposing that everyone who gets on an airplane be fitted with an electronic shock bracelet. Now, a company was proposing this a few years ago, but now Homeland Security says, yes, you'll all be guilty until proven innocent, and you will wear taser bracelets on your arms, which makes you all criminals, all guilty until proven innocent. I mean, that's something out of The Running Man, but even The Running Man, it was only prisoners that wore bracelets around their necks. Now it's going to be everybody. Just like in England, they're proposing making anyone who's even on probation have an implantable microchip. Source on that, British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC. So on this post-July 4th, as we're thinking about our liberties and freedoms, you know, I was visiting family in around Buffalo, Texas. We went to a nearby rodeo in Teague, Texas. Well, I love those amateur rodeos. I mean, sometimes it's a lot better than even the Star of Texas or some big professional one because it's brutal. The cow mugging, the cow milking, the roping, the bull riding, it was crazy. And when we get back, I'm going to briefly tell you their idea of patriotism on July 5th when I was there last night watching the rodeo with my children. And, I mean, it was like 10 minutes of indoctrination, but never anything about what this country stands for. That's what we fight and die for, and that's what's being destroyed. We'll be right back with your phone calls, a ton of other news, right here on the Sunday edition.
Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question,
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Okay, we're back live. So, it's the July 4th. I'm visiting family off in northeast Texas. And last night, I took my children to a local rodeo. The Teague, Texas Rodeo. It was their 79th year. Beautiful night sky out there, the moon. And for 10, maybe 15 minutes, I know more than 10 minutes, the announcer got up there and talked about how great America was and the red, white, and blue, and they played Johnny Cash, this old flag, and they rode, you know, had girls ride around with American flags, with people on their hands, on their hearts for more than 10 minutes, and saying how great our troops are and how they sacrifice everything, and that's what America's all about, is spreading our freedom in Iraq and everywhere else, and how we've got to support the president, and how it's not good to ridicule and criticize the government. And it went on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And it looked like fascism to me. You see, the flag symbolizes, we're also on TV right now, shooting for the local TV show here in Austin. I'm holding up the Bill of Rights. You see, it symbolizes these and the Declaration of Independence. And that is about resistance to tyranny. And it's about defending hard-won basic freedoms that are innate to human beings who aren't in bondage. And talking to people in the country, talking to family and others, they're all griping about why gas prices are up. But even when you tell them, well, it's because the government made the decision to devalue the dollar, they just don't compute. Or when you explain to them that both parties are dissolving our borders publicly and bringing in the North American Union and overturning much of our Bill of Rights and Constitution, they just don't compute. To them, it's just, I just say I'm patriotic. I love the red, white, and blue, and that's the end of it. Well, I love the red, white, and blue more than most people. It's just I love it because I know what it symbolizes and what it means. In fact, they had a series of short films that they would show on newsreels before movies during World War II, and it was Why We Fight. Those happen to be on YouTube and Google, at least last time I checked. I challenge everyone listening tonight or on the podcast in the next few days or when we refeed it until I'm live tomorrow afternoon on the stream at Infowars.com, I'm challenging you to write a note right now. You're driving in your 18-wheeler, you're out at a shindig, got the radio on, or you're at home listening, or you're doing gardening. Just please, if you've forgotten or nobody ever told you or you never researched what this country's about, go watch what the government, when it wasn't as corrupt and bad, put out about Why We Fight. And it's these short films about because other governments want to take your guns, because other governments want to take your property, because other governments spy on you without warrants, because other governments violate the will of the people. I mean, when you look at the fact that every major Gallup poll, some of the most scientific, but they all are 85% to 92%, but on average they're around 90% of Americans, including Hispanics, the vast majority of them, want to control our borders and slow down the legal and control the illegal immigration. But you notice both parties want open borders, push for it, and act like you have got seven heads and are from Pluto if you want to control our borders. I mean, there are 600 and something million people south of the border who want to come here from Latin America, and we can't allow that. Driving down the wages, bankrupting the welfare system. I hear this line about, well, the illegals, they pick the produce, and you'll be paying $100 for a tomato. No. In fact, less than 10% of a crop, whether it's tomatoes or corn or even a watermelon, when you get it at the store, was paid to who even grew it. And less than half of that is the cost of whoever picked it. Picking the food is a microscopic amount of the cost. And the illegal aliens aren't taking the crop jobs. It's driving down the wages in meat packing, in custodial services, in construction, the quality. It's all unraveling. And then while the man works, and they have federal studies on this, most of the women are then on welfare under fake names. And so an illegal alien on average, and these are government's own numbers, Congressional Budget Office numbers, California's got the numbers, takes three times as much money in services as they generate for the economy. Three times. So I don't want to hear that anymore. Okay. Also, when we take on as much as 10 times a year what we did at the last peak of immigration in the 1900, about 100 years ago, these people are virulently anti-American. They are nationalistic. And we won two wars with Mexico, and they teach them in their textbooks that we stole the Southwest, Texas, Oklahoma, all the way out to California into Oregon, and they're taught to hate this country. Now, I am not going to sit here and play along with this huge fraud and just have somebody flap an American flag in my face and tell me that America is about flying 8,000 miles away and blowing the living daylights out of Iraqis that did nothing to us. Our country is falling apart right now. Our country is literally disintegrating into third worldom. Do you know what it means The peso has been, in some, I looked it up last night, has been as much as 50 to 1. It was 30 to 1 in the late 80s. For much of its history, it's been about 12.5 to 1. Guess what the peso is versus the dollar right now? 5 to 1. The peso is nearing parity. The dollar is dropping. The dollar has dropped so much that it's almost lined up with the peso. Now, the United States, in its 235 years, has never had a currency devaluation. These wreck countries generally for good. A currency devaluation wrecked the Roman Empire hundreds of years into its republic. So, again, I love this country, so I will come on air, and instead of giving you a bunch of fluff and stuff that feels good and playing, I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free, and I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Well, what does that mean? Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. My family lives here. My roots are here. I'm dedicated to Texas. I'm dedicated to the United States. I can't even help myself, even though they were using it for propaganda purposes and expropriating it, meaning, well, they weren't doing it in an evil way. They're co-opted. But I still get a little tear in my eye during the Star Spangled Banner. Even though I knew it was being expropriated and being used by the New World Order. And our flag now, worldwide, is a symbol of evil. And the globalists have seized our country with corporate donations and control and think tanks. And they have now used us as an engine of terrorism, corruption, murders, payoffs. The whole world knows about it. And so the globalists have used our credit to buy up the planet, to buy off nations. The global corporations have used corporate welfare to fund themselves. They've now moved offshore. Halliburton, all of them. They're all moved offshore, literally, almost all of them. And then they still prance around saying they're pro-U.S. when they've left the country and set up policies that devalued our dollar and robbed what's in your bank account. So when we get back, Tyler, Gary, Charles, Matt, Heidi, Ed, Don, I'm going straight to your calls. And later, I'm going to read through the first 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights. I am going to read through the First Amendment to the 10th Amendment, and we are going to ask ourselves, is this what is happening in our country? Is the government destroying this, or are they defending this? Because the Founding Fathers said anybody that attacks those amendments is traitors. And it's not your right to resist them. It is your duty. So we are resisting them in the info war. We'll be right back.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Ready?
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Made, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Oh!
Warning, the EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back live, my friends, and we're here discussing what makes the United States special. Why do we celebrate the 4th of July? I mean, is it just worshiping the flag, or does that flag symbolize something? And when you find out what that flag symbolizes, liberties and freedoms that people fought and died for, then you find out they're being systematically removed. I was going to go to Tyler, because he's first in line from British Columbia, but we'll go to him second, because Don in Texas says he disagrees, and people that disagree go to the head of the line. You're on the air. Welcome, Don.
Howdy, Alex. I wanted to let you know I agree with you on 99% of what you say, but you made a point a few days ago regarding the storage of precious metals that I disagree with, and that you recommended the use of a safe deposit box. And that's the worst place you can put it, because when the administration declares a national emergency, they're going to require a federal agent to be present when you get into your safe deposit box.
Well, let me add that I probably was speaking so fast, like when I get excited, and I was saying spread it out, and I was saying maybe something in a safe deposit box, you know, part of your metals somewhere else, because just like with the Great Depression, there are thousands of times paper, false assets, garbage assets that have been AAA rated, and now that's what's causing the real crisis, not just in the housing markets, but as you know, with the global economy, not just U.S. markets. And so you're absolutely right. In fact, governments have now, from San Francisco to Dallas, Texas, I've seen it in the last few months, England as well, are just randomly going into banks and saying, we're going to search 1,000 safety deposit boxes. And now in California, they have been seizing safety deposit boxes. There's even been some national news pieces on this, and for, quote, the state's debt. And so my grandmother, who's, I guess, 83 years old, she still remembers growing up in Dallas when they had to all turn their gold in. You were only allowed a wedding band or a small amount because the government said, we're going to give you paper for it. And when they turned their gold in, again, the foreign European banks basically had control then as they do now. That was then shipped to Europe, and 1 year later they doubled the price of gold and then started the devaluation that we're now at the end of today with the paper currency.
Well, I also had two other points if you got time.
Sure.
Okay, most of my acquaintances cannot comprehend an economy that is not based on Federal Reserve notes. I don't know how they're going to handle any economic significant change. You know, it's just, you know, mind-boggling that they cannot comprehend beyond that.
And by the way, we're already in the change, folks. Over 70%, and I've had the head of the New York Business School, I've had Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz, I've had all these top economists on this show, and they've said around 70 to 75%, they all debate that, is dollar devaluation, is why, from corn to gasoline to gold, is the reason we've seen doubling and tripling in those. And absolutely, now we're going to see an acceleration of that. And I talk to people, and they just can't get out of the stock market. They don't understand what we're telling them.
Next point. Are you familiar with the last verse of the Star Spangled Banner?
Refresh my memory.
Well, you want me to read it to you?
Well, I know the story. He was out on the ship during the battle and wrote the poem.
Yeah, but this is the verse, the actual verse. I mean, I could sing it or I could read it to you.
Whatever you like.
Oh, thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us nation.
And I forgot that in the last 100 years, they have taken that out of all the events, and they don't read that final verse.
Well, it's conspiratorial and wicked.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
May I continue?
Sure.
Then conquer we must when our cause it is just. Of course, right now it isn't. And this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
So they took out the next to last line.
Well, I'm not sure what they took out, but that's the last one.
Well, you never hear them sing that.
Oh, no.
That's amazing. Instead of me interrupting, read through that all again.
Okay. Oh, thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must, when our cause it is just, and this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Amazing call. And now the globalist, the oligarchy, the aristocracy, has come in and taken over our government and uses it as an engine of evil. They're afraid the people may wake up and try to take this country back, so they're putting in a police state to block it. And we're in very serious waters. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Go ahead and air Tyler for me, please. Tyler, from Canada, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. You really woke me up to a lot of things. Thanks for your show. Just like to say, as far as solutions, yeah, I mean, I got all my money in silver and gold, and I'm encouraging others to do the same. I'm growing my own food. And I went to an organic festival yesterday, and we're listening to this guy, Percy Smizer, talk about how Monsanto seeds blew into his organic farm and contaminated them. You might have heard about it. But basically, he knew it was about control over, you know, life in general. But everyone else, all the other speakers, would just talk about, you know, just write your representative, get them to pass a law that says, you know, labeling is mandatory or something like that.
Well, for those that don't know about Percy Smizer, I've interviewed him several times, and his case has been through court and it's been proven. Monsanto, he had the bill of sale. He never bought their seeds for canola up in Canada, and the same thing's happened in the Dakotas and Texas and everywhere else. I've interviewed a lot of farmers. And then they fly over your land with aircraft and drop Roundup bombs that then kill large areas of your plants, violating your property rights. And if even one or two don't die, they know those plants have their Terminator seed genetics. And then they sue you, claiming that you have infringed on their patent, when in court they admit it is their seeds that have blown and been carried by birds into your fields.
Yeah. And, well, anyway, after he was done doing his speech, you know, some other guy came up and he was talking about how a meat eater riding a bike has a bigger carbon footprint than a vegetarian driving a car. And, you know, everyone's like, yeah, you know. And it, even after you talked about control, they still don't see, like, all of them exhale carbon dioxide, and they just don't get
That's what plants breathe, and yeah. We have the Club of Rome and CFR and UN documents where they say it's about a tax on human activity, a way to socialize all of our wealth. Absolutely. In fact, I have a story here out of the Mail Online. The floating cities that could one day house climate change refugees, and they have pictures of the devastated seashore and everybody basically, you know, we're going into this huge emergency when carbon dioxide has been 14 times higher than it is now and is a life-giving gas.
Yeah, and just another thing, I'm in Vic 911 Truth, and we just got back from the Swap and Shop, which is like this big garage sale at the Western Speedway, and like at least 50% of the people that walk by like already know 911 was an inside job, but so we don't, I think a lot of Canadians know, but they're like, it's like the brave new world already. They're just like, yeah, government's corrupt, everyone's corrupt.
Absolutely, but let me guess, you guys were there as 911 Truth educating people.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Good job, my friend. Yeah, for those that, for Americans that are hiding under a rock and don't know, there are hundreds of polls. Zogby, Mason-Dixon, Angus and Reid, New York Times, there are hundreds. The average poll is around 55%, you can look at all the different ones, believe 9/11 is a total inside job. 84% in Angus and Reid for the Wall Street Journal believe the government's covering up something. So, that shows the power of the people. I was really the first guy, the lone guy on the day of 9/11, saying it was an inside job because I had seen the documents and knew they were planning something. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls, more stimulating information, more thought-provoking info. Stay with us.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm convinced of how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calbend Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calbend Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calbend Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I've got a caller here, Harley from New Braunfels, Texas. He says, you're wrong about the peso. Now, they just told me about this caller about 60 seconds ago, and I went on Google and went to X-rates, and I ran out of time before I got on air to try to check what it is today, because it changes day to day. But I know I was reading the Associated Press about 2 weeks ago, and it showed the peso at 5.3 for the dollar. So I went on air and said 5-1. And while he's talking, I'm going to try to search around, and because it doesn't just let you, it'll show you the peso, but then the dollar's on another page. I've got to put the two in here and compute it. But I'm wondering where he's getting his facts. Look, there's no debate. The dollar has, the euro opened at 84 cents to the dollar in 2000 when the dollar was worth a dollar. Versus the euro. It had already dropped since 1913 when the Federal Reserve took over, but it was a decade-to-decade thing, a slow slide. But the dollar, at the current value it had, was a dollar to the euro at 84. And then now the euro is $1.47 to each dollar. So the swing is 60-plus percent. It's even bigger against the British pound sterling. So I'm telling you what OPEC's saying, what's all over the foreign news, is the dollar has been devalued. And I have these debates with people. I have a lot of people who just tell me that is not true. The dollar has not been devalued. As if just saying it hasn't been devalued magically makes that be the case. You see, I want to enlighten the public about this, but my megaphone, I guess, isn't big enough, so that we can put political pressure on Mr. Paulson, Secretary of the Treasury, to reverse the really 80-plus year policy of a weak dollar. Now they can say, well, we had Bretton Woods a half century ago, and we've had other agreements that the dollar would be the world reserve currency. Yes. So it's a strong dollar globally, but overall the dollar has been losing its value. I mean it's hard to explain this, I guess. It's so simple. Sometimes simple things are hard to explain. You can pull the numbers up, but what a three-bedroom house in the 60s was like $3,000, $4,000. A new car was a couple thousand dollars. Now how much are things? I mean, there's massive inflation. The Fed says inflation's at about 7% right now. They were saying last year, when every other private group was saying about 12, 13%, they were saying 2.5. The government puts out all these different fake numbers, so you can debate things all day long. The dollar is devaluing. Are you paying more for things? And by the way, it's devalued more overseas, okay, because that always happens. When a currency is devalued, the last place the full devaluation takes place is inside the country. And that's the big secret they want to keep from you until it's too late. Now, why would the government want to do that? They've run up so many tens of trillions in debts. They've bought through other corporations and through all these scams real assets. Now they're going to leave us holding the bag. Let's go ahead and go to Harley in New Braunfels, Texas, who says I'm wrong. Go ahead, Harley.
Yeah, Alex, listen, I'm certainly not going to defend the dollar. Everything you just said was true. But you had a caller last week say that he was down in Mexico and he got 5 pesos to the dollar. And then I just heard you repeat it.
No, and that's not where that came from.
I went into shock.
I was saying 5-1 was in the news, 5.3, and then the caller called in and agreed. So I didn't get that from a caller.
Well, you didn't. You might not have gotten it from a caller, but I heard it over the air by a caller last week. And he's full of it. I'm looking right now at xrates.com. The peso is sitting at 10.36. Now, everything you said about the dollar is true, but when you said it's been devalued to the peso 5-1, brother, that's way wrong. And I got friends in Mexico. I used to live in Monterey. I went to shock when I heard that. And I checked it out, and it was not true, and it's not true now. And just for your information, I show the euro sitting at 1.57 today. So it's even worse than what you just said. So the fiat currency.
Okay, stop right there. I keep all the news I get in big, giant stacks. And I'm telling you, about 2 weeks ago, I believe it was Associated Press. Now, it may have been some currency spike. I know all the currency markets are going crazy and up and down. And so certainly now that may be the case. I mean, talking to you and sitting here, it's hard to talk and chew gum at the same time. As they say, I'm on the same site. You're able to sit there and do the calculation. My whole point is that me saying that and the caller calling in and agreeing, you know, whether it's 10-1 or whatever, if you know the history of this, because I was asking family about it last night, hasn't the peso been at certain times when they've had crashes like 100-1?
Well, I've been down to Mexico when you could get 350-1, and then it changed overnight. I mean, that's the Mexican peso problem.
And was it 12.5-1 what it was in the 60s and 70s for a long time? It was at 12.5-1?
When they had the Olympics in the 60s, it was 8-1.
Yeah.
And it spiked up to 300 and something at one point.
Well, just my uncle did a lot of work down there. He was saying it was 12-1 for more than a decade.
But that's Mexico's peso's problem. I mean, none of us are putting our money in pesos, I guarantee you. But
look, we're sitting here debating apples and oranges. I know I saw that. Currently, does it go up and down? Yes. The bottom line is, as you said, it's been, I haven't seen that. The most I found online in a history was 100-1. But you're saying 300-something-1. My whole point is the peso's 10-1, 5-1, whatever it is right now, because it goes up and down each day. My point is, see, I just gave you a conservative number from the last time I checked last week at 147 euro to the dollar, and you're saying you just looked and it's worse. My point is, it's like we ran up to a burning house and there's flames shooting out the window, and we're arguing whether every room's
Alex,
on fire, only 80% of
them.
Hell, man, I don't know.
Alex, I like I said, I'm with you 90%. When you said 5-1, it scared the heck out of me. I checked it out.
Okay.
Hey, I'm not saying it. I can't say it never went there. I don't know.
Look, I'm just saying I read
several years.
It's either AP or Bloomberg. I mean, I can't remember every story I covered 2 weeks ago. I remember people freaking out. I remember actually Trey, my producer, he runs in with stacks of interesting stuff because I had Bob Chapman on about the dollar, and I saw that. Now, whether that was a one-day spike, look, regardless, it used to be 101. Now it's 10-1.
Yeah,
and that's what I had seen a few weeks ago was 10-1. That's why I freaked out when I saw 5.3-1.
Okay.
Anything else?
I just want to tell you, keep it up. I really appreciate what you're doing. So much so, I'm close enough to try to go to work for you at some point. But what I'm telling you is, when you said that.
Sure, I understand. Look, listen. The problem is, during the next break, I'm going to try to search around to find out what it is today. Okay? It doesn't matter. 10-1, 5-1. The point is, as you said, the peso used to be 100-1. You're saying 300-something-1. I never saw that. I mean, I know Salinas, their president, had to run and leave when he basically looted the economy. That's happening now to us. And I didn't know that. My God, has the euro gone over 150 to the dollar? I mean, this stuff, it's impossible to keep track of all this. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. I mean, it's kind of like arguing about did you cut off five fingers or one. I mean, the point is, we're in a lot of trouble here, ladies and gentlemen. It's like if somebody knocks five of your teeth out and you say, oh, he knocked all my teeth out. You know, but you got a lot of teeth knocked out here. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Austin. You're on the air. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Alex. It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
My question, or what I was hoping you could do, is outline the top three reasons, in your opinion, because I don't necessarily understand why Iran is now Al-Qaeda and we need to invade.
Well, number one, we all know Iran is a Islamic Republic under the Shiite brand. There's two big arms of Islam, and the largest one is the Wahhabist out of Saudi Arabia, I believe, and then the subgroup, but the second largest, is the Shiite. And Iran is a Shiite republic and run by the imams, and I'm not defending it. It's very corrupt. By the way, in all the polls, their population completely hates them and has been pro-America until we attack them, and they're going to hate us. Then you've got what's going on with the United States, as Cy Hirsch reported in New Yorker Magazine 5 years ago, as Bush has admitted now. They're running four different Wahhabist al-Qaeda groups out of Saudi Arabia, real al-Qaeda, number three in al-Qaeda is the mainstream news headline, just Google that, attacking Iran, blowing up mosques, attacking schools, police stations, and Iran is suing the U.S., and the U.S. admits, that is people running our government, admit, the criminals, demonizing our name, admit, yes, we're running al-Qaeda attacks against Iran, and then they have such disrespect for the general public that they then turn around and tell us on the news that Iran runs al-Qaeda. You want to hold over and ask the other part?
Sure.
All right, I'll put you on hold. I mean, the lies are so incredible that it's even hard for me to get my mind around it. Iran fights al-Qaeda. It's like Mohammad Karzai, the installed puppet in Afghanistan, was over in the U.S. a few months ago, and the President Bush said, Iran's with al-Qaeda, and he said, no, they're not. Because he lives there, he knows it's not true. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.